she did. Okay. I do want to touch on something, though. I remember in the 90s, I went to Dalford Aircraft Tech to be an A&P mechanic, airframe power plant, to work on airplanes.
That's cool.
That's where I learned to weld.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we had, and it was a male-dominated field. I was the only female.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
I bet you showed them up, didn't you?
Man.
You had something to prove.
So, yeah. I mean, I got, what are you doing here? You can't do this stuff.
Yeah, hiding.
Do you understand what all it takes to do this kind of work? Yeah. So we was in class, and it was time to go out and put it to practice.
Mm-hmm.
We was welding I-beams. We was making some I-beams. Well, one of the guys that was talking smack could not get it from here. He passed the test, aced it, did real good. I did okay. I did good.
Mm-hmm.
I missed a couple. I missed some, you know, on the test, but that's okay.
Sure.
So we went out to the shop to put it from here to here.
Right.
Dude could not do it. Could not do it. I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me for that.
She's gloating. No.
So me being me. I mean, come on, y'all. I was in a classroom of about 20-something men.
I get you.
And over half of them was, you know.
Yep, I get you.
It was. So we go to the, and I walk over to the guy, and I say, hey, man. I wink at him. Hey, man. Do you need me to help you with that?
I love it.
Because I got my I-beam, and I mean, it was clean.
Yeah.
It was painted gold. I got top notch.
That is awesome.
You know what I mean?
Because
they painted gold, and then some other cover silver, and then bronze. And the teacher spray paints them. So I went over there, and I was maybe third or fourth to the last student to bring it. You know, because I wanted to make sure that it looked good. I wanted it to be a clean weld.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I get it.
So I took it up to my teacher, and he looked at me, and he looked around. He said, dang, girl, that's clean. That's a clean weld. Have you ever welded before? I said, no, sir, this is my first weld.
Oh, wow.
He said, what?
Wow.
He said, are you sure? I said, yes, sir. So he painted my gold. I'll walk over. Oh, Lord.
I love it.
He said he was kind of like this. He showed me popping my shirt. You know?
That's funny.
Me being boastful, I walk over to this guy, and I say, hey, man, you need me to help you with that weld? He went belligerent.
Oh, I bet.
He threw the stuff down and walked off. So, yeah, I repent, Lord. I'm sorry. Please forgive me, Lord.
She's still smiling about it, Lord. I just saw her.
The things he shows us, you know what I mean? You know?
I know. It's funny.
What you got over there for us, sister?
Restart.
I did. Thank you.
Good
job. Yeah, I remember.
We want to continue to pray for Chris and Denise Carnahan. Chris wasn't able to start the new, stronger chemo on Monday because he's still fighting an infection in his body. We want to pray for Monica's mom, Eva, who's having some pain this morning. And we want to pray for my friend Brandy Tabor and her family. Her husband, Patrick, passed away on Monday.
Oh. Well, Lord, first of all, we thank you, Father, that these people have called in for prayer because that shows faith on their part, Lord, that they have put their faith in you to answer prayers, just like as we read in the scripture. So, Lord, I lift up Chris and Denise Carnahan, Lord. I just, again, Lord, your word says in Isaiah that Jesus has paid for our healing by the stripes on his back. So, Lord, I just lift up Chris to you, Father, and I just say that, speak to his body, his immune system. Lord, everything that he needs to be well, we just I just declare and decree that, and speak to his body, start functioning properly. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just touch him, send angels to his side right now to give him strength to come against any possibility of the spirit of fear. We come against the spirit of fear, Lord. We just increase his faith. Let him praise and worship you, Lord, in the midst of his illness. And we just declare and decree that he is going to be completely and totally healed and restored into good health in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up Eva, Monica's mom. Lord, I've met her. She is a wonderful woman of God. And Lord, if we just again come against the pain, Father, we just know that the enemy wants to shut us down, and he'll use anything and everything, anywhere, anytime. So Lord, we just declare and decree that Eva is healed, and we come against the pain. Say, we just all pray in agreement. Your word says, "Where two or more gathered, your spirit's here." So Lord, we just again ask that you'd send angels to Eva and just take the pain. We just declare and decree no pain in Eva today in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up Brandy Tabor and her family, Father. Her husband Patrick passed. And again, Lord, we don't pretend to understand why a young man like this would be taken. But I do know, Lord, you've declared to me, you've showed me that you don't take them, you receive them. To me, it's a whole different connotation there, Lord. So we thank you, Father. Patrick is with you. We ask, Lord, you be with the Tabor family, Brandy and her family, Father. Give them peace and strength to get through this time of grief. I know what they're going through. I've been through it. So, Lord, I just ask you come alongside of them. Lift them up. Wrap them in your arms, Lord, and make them feel your comfort and your love. And we bless them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse, Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at barberdysonford.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship. Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We hope.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest for this morning is our brother in Christ, Les German. His title for this morning is Faith. Every time I start to doubt something, that the Lord put me in, or the Lord gave me to do, that's good. Okay. When I start to doubt, when doubt starts trying to enter in, I immediately stop. When I recognize it, when I recognize that it's doubt trying to creep in, I stop and I ask my Father in heaven, I ask him, Lord, and I did this recently because doubt was creeping in. And I was like, Lord, if this ain't where you got me, if this is not where you put me and where you want me to be, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. If this ain't where you want me to be, then I don't want to be here.
Right.
Show me. Yes or no. This is where you want me, or this is not where you placed me. And I did that just this week. This week, I did that. And yesterday, double. Two people came in. The first lady that came in, he confirmed several things at once. Affirmed and confirmed several things at one time. Because with an open heart, I genuinely asked and requested him to show me.
Right.
Because I was being attacked by doubt.
Yep.
So yesterday, a lady came in, went straight to the basket of bracelets, and she started gathering more my Jesus bracelets.
Yeah.
More of the Jesus bracelets. And she said, I want you to know that the last bracelets I got, I took them to Bible study. And one of the women in the Bible study has a daughter that lives in California. He's been really battling suicide.
Oh, well.
So we took the bracelets. We each held one in each hand. And we made a circle. And we all held on to the bracelets and we prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sent those bracelets to her daughter in California. So I just came in today. I don't need to purchase nothing. I just came today to get some more bracelets.
Well.
Okay. I know that was you that told me to buy the bracelets. I know that was you, sir, that told me to put them here. Now, what about me being here, doing what I'm doing? What about me being right here, right now? Is this where you want me to be? Is it really? Is it? I need to know. Because if it ain't, I want to go.
Yep, I get you.
Another lady come in. And she looked at me and she said, I'm so glad it's you. Tears start welling up in her eyes.
Well.
She said, I'm so glad it's you here today. Me and my boyfriend broke up. He kicked in my door. She showed me some bruises.
Oh, no.
So I come around the counter and I come out from behind the counter. And she just looked at me and she said, I just need a hug from you today.
Oh, well.
I just need a hug.
Wow.
So I hugged her. And as I'm hugging her, I hear the Spirit start to pray. So as I'm hugging her, I tell her, hey, sister, don't freak out. I'm about to pray for you in the Spirit, okay? Is that okay? And she just, yeah.
Yeah, please. Yeah. So right there in the dispensary in Cordell, Oklahoma, the Holy Spirit showed up and gave me a prayer to pray over my friend.
That's awesome.
Who was hurt and in need.
Sure.
And broken. Yep. Again.
Yep. Well, so that was your confirmations.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be there, girl.
Yeah.
There you go.
What?
There you go. I like that.
Will you say that loud for the people in the back? I don't think the people in the back heard you.
You're a hope dealer.
She whispers in her soft voice.
I know.
You're a hope dealer. I'm a hope dealer. Yeah. Like it or not.
That's fun. That's good. Awesome. Awesome. So you released faith by speaking and doing. You prayed and you gave her a hug. That's operating in faith. So God honored that.
He's faithful.
So, well, and so were you. You know, we've got to, oh gosh, I've done this, I think everybody has. We got to beware and be conscious of the fact that little voice, a voice in our head, mm-hmm. that tells us we're worthless, we're not loved, we're this, we're that. That self-condemnation is not of God, okay? And the Lord spoke to me. He said, Les, when you're doing that, when you're beating yourself up, he said, you're not up, for one thing, you're not obviously not operating in faith. Quite the opposite. But he said, stop agreeing with the enemy. Because when you agree with the enemy and say what he's calling you, if you repeat it, even in your head, you are advancing his kingdom. You're opening the door further for him to come in and mess with you even more. So stop empowering the enemy.
Amen.
And I went, oh. So shut that door. When those thoughts, because Paul writes what? Is that 1st or 2nd Corinthians anyway? Read the whole thing. You'll find it. But he says, take captive all thoughts. Second Corinthians, okay, 10. Well, but take captive all thoughts. And here's what I do. I hear a door slam in my head. Now, I'm an ex-cop, okay? There is not a sound on the planet that is like a jail door slamming. Mm. Metal against metal.
Boy, howdy.
It just rings. Just boom. That's what I hear. I hear that boom. Slamming that door shut. And I start then turning the tables on the enemy. So, anyway, shall I continue?
Yes.
All right. I'll kind of hustle through this. So this Sandra Hayes the other night was talking about three reasons people abandon the faith. And I thought, oh, you don't want to talk about negative, but no, I need to know. So I can war against it. Does that make sense? So one is trouble. People abandon faith because of trouble. First Thessalonians 3:1 says, so no longer enduring, we were pleased to be left in Athens alone. And anyway, let me see. He's talking about being drawn aside by afflictions. Okay. Down in chapter 3, verse 3. And so when we look at our problems, or yield to temptation, because the enemy wants to tempt us every breath we take. But so just know that when trouble comes your way, that is the enemy trying to get you off track.
And take it. For me now, I try to now, when I hear opposing, I try to stop. And if it
when he tells me, when I hear the voice telling me things like, do you really think God this, whatever, and if God this, la la la, you know what I mean?
Right.
When those thoughts come attacking me, trying to get me to question, I try to use that as motivation to press in and go harder. Just like, but there's sometimes like, there, with, like with this job, there's a fine line. Some agree, some don't. But for me, as someone who has completely turned away from God, put the middle finger up to him, told him I hated him.
And now look.
And for him to still pursue me.
Sure. Absolutely. I get you.
And then.
Absolutely.
Woo me back to him. Woo me back to him. All I needed was a safe place to fall back into love with him. I needed a safe place to show me and teach me that God does love me, and that nothing I did made him love me. And there's nothing I could do to stop him loving me. Just like a parent.
Right.
I love you, Mama. As a parent who has children, you raise your children to the best of your ability, to the best of your know-how. One child goes off and does everything that you dreamed for them, accomplishes all these dreams that you had for them. Another child goes completely left.
I know.
You know?
I know.
And makes choices and decisions that as a parent, you don't agree with, you wish they hadn't, etc. But that parent doesn't stop loving that child. Period. Nope. That parent desires that child to come back to the right. The parent does not necessarily agree with what the child is doing and the decisions, but the parent's love does not stop in a right-minded parent. Yes, sir. In a right-minded parent, that love does not stop nor change.
Right.
The help from the parent may change, but the love does not. Same thing with the Heavenly Father. He may not like. Yes, sir. He has not liked all of my choices and all of my decisions. But I assure you, he did not stop loving me.
That's right.
And he never stopped desiring a right relationship with me through his only son, Jesus Christ, who is my Lord, my Savior,
amen,
and my Redeemer.
You're Amen. It's hard to fathom the unconditional love.
Yeah.
That's just hard for.
When we compare it to human.
Oh, I know. It's not even, you can't compare it. It just boggles the mind to even think about it. But anyway, yeah, that's good.
I don't know where that, I know where that came from. I didn't mean to.
No. That's good. I want to encourage people. So Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. We've all heard this. Knock and it will be open to you. And verse 8 says, for each one that asks receives, and the one that seeks finds, and to the one knocking it will be opened. So here is the deal. The more we seek the things of the Lord, the more he will reveal to us. Mm-hmm. Therefore, our faith will increase. And the enemy is defeated.
Amen.
The more we walk in faith, the more the enemy is defeated. And in 1 John 3:8, it says that Jesus came to undo the works of the enemy. Hello. Isn't that our mandate? Isn't that our job, is to undo and defeat the works of the enemy? Yeah.
Take back what's been stolen.
Yeah. Another reason, real quick, another reason people abandon the faith is they're living a good life. Think about that.
When you said that, comfort and complacent.
Yeah. If everything's going well, you don't need God. I mean, that's not true, but I'm just saying some people have that thought. And Luke 8:14, and those falling in the thorn bushes, these are those hearing, but under cares and riches and pleasures of life, moving along, they are choked and do not bear to maturity. In other words, even if they're Christians, they're still babes in Christ. Does that make sense? They haven't walked through some hard things. 2 Timothy 4:10, he writes that, for Demas deserted me, loving the present age. Loving the world. Okay? Anyway, so you go take off on that one. But all right, last one that Sandra was referring to, that people... reasons people are abandoning the faith is false doctrine. Okay. You know, in Acts 20 talks about, in other words, be very, very cautious on who you follow. Everything you hear, I'm going to encourage people. And there's a lot of good preachers, a lot of good prophets out there. I love it. I'm getting nuggets from different guys, right? Mm-hmm. Some of it is like, I don't know about that one, but man, this over here, this is, you know, I'm gleaning what I need, and I'm different than you. I'm different from the guy down the street, but I'm just saying, for me, God's going to show me what I need for my walk, and I love hearing these guys. And sometimes I love getting nuggets now and then. So false doctrine, beware, because the Bible talks about, you know, the doctrine of men. Okay. So we just got to check it out for yourself in the Word, because the Word is truth, living Word. So who is leading you, the flesh or faith? The two F words. Like what? Yeah. Flesh or the faith. We're in the flesh, you know, and the Bible says we're in the world but not of it. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. But, man, there's sometimes that flesh man wants to just rise up and take control and kick butt. It's like, all right, get behind me. I gotta tell my emotions to go take a hike sometimes. I got to tell my emotions to get behind me, because that's a lot of times where Satan has inroads. Influence, not control, but influence. And if we dwell on that, the negative, I mean, I'm sorry, we empower him, as I said before. Stop agreeing with the enemy. So, I don't know, I go on and on and on, but in searching the Word, praying and meditating, okay, and Satan steals things, okay? I don't believe the enemy has a creative thought in his head. He sees what God is doing, what God's people are doing. He twists it and perverts it for his own benefit to advance his kingdom. So when people say, oh, meditate, oh, that sounds New Age and, you know, all this. No, it's not. The Word tells us to meditate, to meditate on the Scriptures, to read. And I don't mean read to be reading. I mean read to study, to get the Word in you. So you're going to have to slow down a little bit. And there's a time I'd read one scripture, man, I'd spend an hour praying about it. And I want to know what other people, some of the other commentaries say about it. I want to get other people's opinions. But the ultimate opinion is what God is dealing with me on that scripture at that time. Does that make sense? And so to me, that's shutting my, some people are going to have a problem with this. I don't want to be thinking about 14 things when I'm trying to read Scripture. You know what I'm saying? Because the enemy loves to do that. So what am I doing in that? I'm kind of training my human spirit to connect with the Holy Spirit. So I encourage people to meditate on the Word. Take authority. Now, this is what I do. Take authority before I start to read. When I speak this out, I declare that I take authority and say, I remove all demonic influence. I evict you, Satan, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, to me, it's critical. This is what I do. Lord, please give me an open heaven so I can hear your word and hear your voice clearly speak to me. So how do we train? Meditate on the word. Spend time with the word, because the more you spend time with the Lord, the more quickly you'll hear and understand and recognize his voice. Okay? And practice the word. So what's that mean? Speak it, declare it. When we practice the word, when we declare the spoken word of God, it's ammunition against the enemy. So remember, Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness. And in Luke 4, it talks about that Satan led Jesus when he was being tempted in the wilderness, led him to the high mountain, said, showed him all these kingdoms, bow down and worship me, and I'll give you all these kingdoms. Well, what did Jesus do? He practiced the word. He locked and loaded. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. It says Satan departed. I think he ran. So the word, you could call it this, that Jesus used the spoken word as ammunition, like he's shooting spiritual bullets at the enemy. And the last thing, real quick, the word should be first place in our life. And when we hear the Holy Spirit, we should obey. We have to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit was sent to us, right? As a guide, as a teacher, as a comforter, right? Why aren't we listening? Life would be so much better. We could handle the trials and troubles and all that stuff. But he's our teacher. We've got to be sensitive. And again, last thing, the more we listen to the Holy Spirit and act according to what he tells us, the more our faith will increase. End of discussion. I mean, we got to get this clue, and we're going to be called into, mic drop. So anyway, so let me real quick, I'll close out. Lord, I just thank you for your word, Father. We thank you, Lord, that maybe someone out there has gotten a nugget or two from me. Father, we just bless them. Father, we just long to have our faith increased. So remind us, Lord, when we're shying away from listening to the Holy Spirit, remind us, Lord, that we got to stay connected with the Holy Spirit. We've got to allow our spirit, our human spirit, to be trained, to be formed and fashioned according to your will and according to what you have for our destiny. So, Lord, again, I just bless everyone listening. Father, we just thank you that people are listening are obviously kingdom advancers. So, Lord, give us give us opportunities today and this week, Father, or the rest of this week to advance your kingdom. And Lord, let me finish with this. Lord, help my words heal and not hurt. And help me, Father, see people through your eyes and not mine. In Jesus' name.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and our brother in Christ, Les German, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.